In the world of social media, the word friend has taken a different meaning. In fact, in the world of social media, we find out that friend doesn't only mean someone you know, you love, and who loves you, or someone you trust and share some intimate stories, secrets, or whatnot. But in the world of social media, friend can be just an acquaintance, or maybe someone you have known for a very long time, like a classmate. Or perhaps that friend is a friend of your friend of your friend of your friend. Those of us who have Facebook, you know what I'm talking about. A friend, in the dictionary, is a noun. Or else your dad will get mad at me if I say it's not a noun. He's the principal. He knows that. Right? But again, in the world of social media, the word friend is not just a noun. It is a verb. Again, Facebook. Because you can just say to someone, friend me. You're giving a command. It becomes an action word. And that's what a verb is. It's an action word. You say, friend me. Or sometimes you say to someone, I will unfriend you. But don't unfriend right away. Unfollow first. So that they wouldn't know that you're unfriending them. You become incognito. But again, as I've said, friend in social media has taken a different meaning. That's what I shared with our eighth graders yesterday, or on Friday when we gathered for the day of prayer. It was the same gospel that was proclaimed to them. It is interesting to note that in today's gospel reading, we hear Jesus use the word friend. Was he aware of social media? Of Facebook? Maybe. But we know that Jesus uses the word friend. But in using the word friend, he uses it more as a noun. He says to his disciples today, I no longer call you slaves. Rather, I call you friends. I call you friends. But in calling you my friends, Jesus says, you are to love one another. The beauty of it, that Jesus calls us a friend, the good news is this. That yes, in the world of social media, you can unfriend someone. I know you guys don't have Facebook, but ask your parents. But for Jesus, Jesus will never unfriend us. He will never unfollow us. Why? Because boys and girls, Jesus is a true friend. A faithful friend. He offers a friendship that does not put a price tag. He offers a friendship that doesn't manipulate, but the friendship that Jesus offers is a love that is freely given. A love that, as Jesus says, that took him to the cross. He says, no one has greater love than this. Than to lay down one's life for one's friend. But in being a friend of Jesus, Jesus is asking all of us to be friends with others, to share that friendship with other people. The gift of Jesus is friendship. We cannot just keep it on for our own. But rather, the gift of Jesus is friendship must be shared. That's why Jesus says in today's gospel, love one another as I have loved you. So as I have loved you, Jesus says, share that love. Share that love. Today, we gather to celebrate Mother's Day. And in celebrating Mother's Day, we come to know, we come to experience the friendship of God. Through our mothers, we know what that friendship means. Through our mothers, we know what that love means. Because our mothers, they're the epitome of God's friendship and God's love. Just look at the way they take care of us. It is a love that is always giving. They always give of their time. They always give of their talent. Yes, they also give of their treasure. They take you shopping, right? They take you all over the place. With your dads, of course, as well. But the love that moms share, it's a love that is a sacrificial love, a love that is giving, and love that offers something good. Today also, we don't only celebrate Mother's Day, but with the four of you, we celebrate your First Communion. And in celebrating your First Communion, in the Gospel, Jesus says today, remain in me as I remain in you. Jesus will remain in the four of you and all of us as we receive communion. Jesus becomes part of your lives. And as I've said earlier, because Jesus becomes part of your lives, Jesus will never, never unfriend you. He will never unfollow you. So boys and girls, as we continue with our liturgy now and celebrate with you your First Communion, keep in mind what Jesus says. You've got a friend in me.